Voters in Georgia endured heat, pouring rain, and long waits up to 5 hours to cast their ballots in the primary election, demonstrating their fierce desire to participate in the democratic process. Some voters said they requested mail-in ballots that never arrived, which forced them to go to polling places and added to the lines. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi criticized the electoral chaos in Georgia.
What we saw in Georgia the other day was shameful. It was either a disgrace of incompetence or a disgrace of intention to suppress the vote. Time, it's all about time, the time it takes you to vote 4, 5, 6 hours or more. In certain neighborhoods, 20 minutes or so, or less. In other neighborhoods, really requires careful scrutiny. Because it looks like part of a pattern on the part of some to suppress the vote.
Many of the state's voting problems were in Fulton and DeKalb counties, which have majority Black populations. Americans also voted in primaries in West Virginia, South Carolina, and Nevada the same day. Long lines plagued voting in Las Vegas, and some voters said they had waited 4 and 5 hours to vote. Legal experts say vote-by-mail and early voting are essential in November to help Americans vote and protect their health during the COVID-19 public health crisis. Kristen Clark, with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, spoke before a House hearing on the issue in the wake of Georgia's chaotic primary.
Preserving our democracy hinges on providing sufficient funding to states for the safe and fair administration of elections, which requires an appropriation of an additional $3.6 billion on top of the $400 million allocated in the CARES Act. We strongly recommend that Congress mandate no excuse absentee balloting for federal elections this year so that any voter with pre-existing conditions or concerns about COVID-19 exposure can choose to vote by mail.
Yet Republicans balk at expanding vote by mail. They say, without evidence, that it causes widespread voter fraud. Here's Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill.
It is important that states are given the opportunity to run their own elections, free from federal interference, because what works in one state may not work in all. We also want to note that having significant opportunities for fraud increased through mail-in voting, and of the 6 voter fraud convictions we've had in Alabama since I've been the secretary, 5 of them related to absentee voting.
The Trump campaign seized on the problems in Georgia to expand on the president's opposition to expanded vote by mail. Justin Clark, the Trump campaign senior counsel, said, quote, "The chaos in Georgia is a direct result of the reduction in the number of in-person polling places and over-reliance on mail-in voting," end quote. Ohio Democrat Marcia Fudge says Republican claims that vote-by-mail increases fraud are wrong.
You know, there's a little thing, Mr. Secretary, it's called the Constitution of the United States. Whether you like it or not, that is the law. I think it is just so misleading to continually talk about fraud. It's just foolishness. So you would punish the many to catch one. That is not the American way. And we cannot continue to spread these misleading and false statements about this widespread fraud. It doesn't exist. You have no proof of it.
The HEROES Act, a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package which passed the House in May, would allocate $3.6 billion to help states prepare for mail-in voting this November election. The bill's progress has been halted in the Senate, with Republican lawmakers calling it a, quote, Democratic wish list, end quote. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.